The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico is crippled more than a week after Hurricane Maria hit. Much of the island is without power. Food and water are scarce in some areas, and farming has been devastated. Jay Fonseca is a radio show host in San Juan, and he told us the federal response has been slow.
We hear the governor and government say that there's plenty of food, there's plenty of water, there's plenty of supplies. Well, I haven't seen them in the hands of the people.
Are people frustrated? What are people saying about the pace of the response?
People are frustrated. Right now, it's raining. So usually FEMA, what they provide real quick is those provisional rooftops, those blue rooftops. They just arrived today, more than a week after. So people that are at their houses that lost their roofs, they're receiving the rain because they don't have any roof.
How are people coping? What are they doing to survive?
I mean, you see the huge lines, the supermarkets, and others are just going desperate. Someone told me something that I've never heard before, that people are cutting banana trees and they're eating the plant, I mean the tree, not the banana, because the banana's gone.
President Trump has come under increasing criticism, and yesterday he hit back, accusing the mayor of the capital city, San Juan, of poor leadership. Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon is the island's sole representative to Congress, and she joins us now. Good morning, Congresswoman. Good to have you back on NPR.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You just returned from Puerto Rico on Friday. You're now in D.C. You are a Republican, and President Trump has singled you out on Twitter as being wonderful to deal with. At the same time, he tweeted that Puerto Ricans, quote, want everything to be done for them. And he attacked, as we said, the mayor of San Juan. What's your response to that?
Man, I think the people of Puerto Rico is frustrated. We never got this kind of disaster before. So some people ventilated their frustration, like the mayor of San Juan. We convert that frustration into action, into how to help the people. I mean, this is time to save in lives.
Right. But the president seemed to be implying that after something so devastating, the people of Puerto Rico, who are U.S. citizens, were looking for a handout. You know, for some Puerto Ricans, it feels like they're being treated as second-class citizens. Do you understand that anger?
Yes. But you know what? I spoke with him twice during this week, and with his secretaries, I think he was referring to the mayors of San Juan expressions and statements, because, I mean, he sent them actually yesterday.
But does the mayor not have to have, cannot speak out about the frustration when she's dealing with such a, what she perceives to be a slow level of response?
Let me tell you something. Everybody's frustrated, not because of the level of commitment or the efforts there. I mean, I'm seeing the troops doing airdrops of food. Everybody there is working hard. We got a problem. The catastrophic disaster we got, we never got this before.
Are you satisfied with what is being done and how quickly?
I mean, we need more. And when President Trump called me yesterday, he said, I just authorized to have more deployment, more people there, more than 500 trucks and drivers.
But it's been many days since Hurricane Maria hit. It's good that that's happening now, say the people there, but why did it take so long?
I mean, there were 4,000 people before the hurricane. And after the hurricane, that amount of people was 10,000. So now that number is going to increase more. I mean, 600 medics on Saturday, 700 new beds. During this week, the U.S. Comfort is going to arrive into the island. You know what? The people of Puerto Rico is grateful.
All right. Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon is the sole representative in Congress for Puerto Rico. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.